All right, I'm going to do a song by Pete Seeger. We must have some Pete Seeger fans here. I can only imagine. Pete Seeger is one of my all-time heroes to this day. I had a chance to hang with him on a variety of occasions. One time I was up in Winnipeg, Canada, at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and it was time to go to the airport at the end of the weekend, and I got on the bus shuttling the performers over to the airport, and I get on the bus, and there's no one on the bus except a bus driver and Pete Seeger, who's sitting in the front seat right next to the bus driver. So I sat down right behind Pete, actually, and he turns to me and says, Tony, do you know how to sing Down by the Riverside? And I said, yeah. And he said, because you know the trouble with audiences these days, they don't know how to sing the bass part to Down by the Riverside. He said, could you sing it? I went, I'll show you what I mean. I went, okay. So I'm going to lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. I started singing that, and Pete starts going, lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. So I'm suddenly doing this sing-along with Pete, like the two of us, which was like pretty cool, to say the least. So we get to the airport, and we're going through customs, and there were just like 7 or 8 really long lines, not moving at all. I don't know what was going on. It was just stopped. You know, I had my banjo, and Pete was next to me in the row next to me. And most of the folks there were on business coming into the States in suits and ties, and, you know, business dress. And we were these folkies, you know, with jeans and looking little raggedy around the edges. And I'm talking to Pete a little bit and just kind of zoning out a little bit. And then I look over and Pete's kind of kneeling down, taking his banjo out of the case. And I went, oh. And he starts playing, just standing in line, waiting at customs. He just wanted to play some music. I went, oh, this is cool. So I took out my banjo and we started playing duets. One of the great moments of my life, needless to say. Pete was just irrepressible, just had music pouring out of him at all times. Anyway, so in 1955, Pete put out an album called The Goofing Off Suite, which, as he told me one time, he said that, you know, he and his wife Toshi bought some land just south of Beacon, New York, overlooking the Hudson River, beautiful tract, and they put up a log cabin there. And then, as Pete explained it, while Toshi was tarring the driveway and the kids were putting an electrical system, Pete was hanging out in a hammock, noodling on the banjo. And the tunes that came out of that became this Goofing Off Suite on Folkways Records. And it's an amazing album, which you should all pick up, and it's still available on Smithsonian Folkways. And there's one tune on there, because when you think about Pete, you think about this kind of strumming thing. Should we do this little light of mine? This little light of mine one time? All right? Anyway, so you think of that, you know, the strumming kind of thing, and he's got some other kind of folky styles, which are wonderful. And he'll sing a melody and harmonize on the banjo, play harmony parts on the banjo. Wonderful banjo player, but I wasn't prepared for his version of Blue Skies, the Irving Berlin tune, which I'll play for you right now. This is as close as I can get it, note for note, the way Pete played it back in 1955.